Following my petition back in December 2015, where I called for a moratorium, as a result of that, we had a seminar back in April of last year. And we've followed that on. I am part of a working group. We're looking at rewriting the guidelines that the Scottish Government give to local councils. And that is going out to tender at the moment, looking for further research into shared space. Now, the UK government, I believe, are now embarking on a similar route, but they have taken the decision to have a moratorium, whereas we're still waiting in Scotland doing that.
Now, I know you've been involved in this campaign against shared spaces for a long time. In fact, the last time we were together, we were in a town outside of Glasgow called Kirkintilloch, which had its own shared space scheme installed. And you and I went for a walk to experience what it was like. Let's hear what that experience was like.
Here we are, just crossing Catherine Street, which is part of a four-arm junction, very busy junction in Kirkintilloch. And we're about to cross the road at an uncontrolled courtesy crossing. Here I feel the tactile marking under my feet. I'm very privileged today to have Mark here with me as my guide, otherwise I wouldn't be able to use this crossing at all. So we're now crossing the road, I believe, Mark?
Yep, and the car has courteously stopped for us.
And wonderful. For a change, we've got a courteous motorist who stopped for us. And that's us, I would imagine, at the other side, are we?
That's right.
I really don't have any idea where I am without Mark to guide me. Previously, we used to have safety railings here, and the railings funneled us to a safe crossing point at the traffic lights and pedestrian crossings. So I know, I would imagine, I'm outside Gemini Card Shop.
Yes, we are. We're looking towards crossing Cowgate from east to west.
So that was about 2 years ago we got together and experienced that. What happened in Kirkintilloch since then? Because there was a big campaign against the shared space scheme, Sandy. What happened?
Earlier this year, the community council, on behalf of the local council, started a consultation. It was in two parts. One part was to do with the town, but they left out the shared space element. They didn't really want to talk about that. They wanted to talk about the historical heritage, local parks, etc. There was a separate consultation on the four-way junction that we spoke about at our last meeting. As part of that consultation at the junction, 85% of respondents wanted the traffic lights with the control crossings to be reinstated.
And this was a general survey. This wasn't for blind people. This was for everybody to contribute.
That's correct. It was right. For everyone. So the council response to that was that they will have a further 18 months monitoring the system at the junction, and then we would probably have about 2 years planning before the traffic lights are reinstated. Now, to most of us, this is unacceptable. The town is dying because people are avoiding coming to the town because they feel unsafe.
So we're at a stage where 2 years on from the time you and I tried out the shared space, and in that recording you were trying it out with Mark there, you know, you just had no idea where you were. You were just walking across the road. You weren't even sure if you were on the road at the point when we were talking. That hasn't changed by this point, 2 years on.
2 years on, no. We are, I believe, getting a new control crossing halfway along the main street. Work on that hasn't started yet, but that will make some difference. But at the very north end of the town, my members of our local visually impaired group can no longer go to the local library. There is sheltered housing behind the library as well, and local residents there cannot independently cross the street.
So people just aren't going out, they're not going to visit the town?
They are not visiting the town. Even drivers avoid the town because of the uncertainty of who has right-of-way when in fact no one has. There are daily altercations. It is a shambles, and that was the description by Willie Rennie, the Lib Dem leader in Scotland, on a radio programme.
It's interesting to talk about this from a sort of wider point of view, thinking about the entire UK here, because, of course, yes, the government has halted any future and any currently in progress shared space schemes that are either being put down or have been not put down. But the question is, what happens next for those schemes that are already in place, like you're experiencing in where you are in Kirkintilloch. The experience is that, yes, there is a bit of a rollback going on, but it's taking a long time. What do you do about that? I mean, so the campaign's not over then, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No. The Women in Equality Committee, who provided a report back in April of last year, they said that we must have control crossings. We must have proper curbs to navigate with. And that is the first thing that we need to do. We need to reinstate our curbs. We need to get control crossings back in place to open our towns again and let our local community back into the town again.
I'm sure our listeners will have a lot to say on this, Sandy. Now, from your point of view, you do a lot of work with the National Federation of the Blind here. You're Scotland, essentially, are you?
I'm their spokesperson on shared space in Scotland, yes.
Tell us more about that organisation quickly, if you will.
Well, we have a branch in Scotland. Really, the campaigning comes from a team. So we're very active in all shared spaces in Scotland. Recently, there was one in Kinross, for instance, and the local people rose up against it, and they have now had control crossings reinstated, so it can be done. Councils should be listening to the local communities.
Well, that's what we're all about here, sharing the information and letting others act on it. You know, it's important that we act, isn't it? Because, you know, we're as a country, no matter who you are, where you are, we're all good at moaning about things, but it's important that you stand up and actually be heard.
Yes, absolutely.
And let the right people hear you.
And we must stick at it, because councils are hoping that we'll shut up and go away. Mm. Well, we won't. We are determined to see this through on behalf of visually impaired and disabled and elderly people in Scotland.
Well, we won't shut you up. Your voice is always welcome here, Sandy. Thank you so much for coming in.
That's my pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.